T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer. I'm glad you're with us. And you know what? You just got to come every Saturday. That's what you have to do. You want to find out what we've talked about in the past or what's coming up next week? GoodLifeGuy.com is the answer. There's a bunch of recipes and stuff like that. But more importantly, it's just a place for you to go see what we've talked about and what's coming up in the future. The future right now holds Jeff Solo. He's coming to us from the vineyard. Yes, I wish I was up there. The view is probably magnificent. It's such a pretty day. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, man.
What a treat. We're coming into a busy time. I noticed you guys are soliciting volunteers to come help pick grapes already.
Yeah, we sure are. So we've got, you know, about 15 acres worth of vineyard at the winery, and that's a lot for all of us to pick, you know, just by ourselves. So we always have kind of the community call every year, so we just put it out yesterday, actually. So people come out in the mornings, about 8 o'clock in the morning. You pick grapes for about 2 or 3 hours or so, and then we feed you a nice lunch with some wine, you know, from the grapes that you pick that day. So it's a pretty fun deal. We were having to make a couple changes this year with it, you know, being a pandemic, obviously. Normally we'd have about 150 people each Saturday. We just do it on Saturdays. We do a big tour afterwards and a big buffet line and everything. And so obviously that's not super, you know, COVID friendly. So this year we're doing a bunch more days. So it'll actually start a week from next Friday. So the 21st of August. So that first weekend, we're, you know, you have the pandemic, we try to change everything, and then you throw in kind of some uneven grape ripening this year, and it's made us kind of scramble a little bit to kind of figure out what the dates we're going to do. So we're actually going to start off our first weekend. It will be a 3-day pick. So it'll be Friday the 21st, Saturday the 22nd, and then Sunday the 23rd. We'll bring in a good portion of our white grapes, so our Sauvignon and our Vignol over those 3 days. And then we'll continue each week on every Saturday and Sunday after that through the end of September and hopefully get all those grapes picked.
Man, yeah, you got to fight the birds off.
We've been busy netting recently. So the birds are definitely our number one predator when it comes to the grapes out here. They'll pretty much eat your whole crop if you don't let them, you know, if you don't try and stop them a little bit. We've done everything, you know. We've had scarecrows. We've done, you know, like the little shiny ribbons you can put onto the vines. We did they have like these machines that are supposed to give, you know, like anti-bird calls to keep them away. We found that most of that stuff doesn't really work that well.
Nope.
The best thing we can do is throw nets over them, and that keeps them off pretty well. And so that's been a good way for us to do it. But yeah, we've had growers, you know, because we grow grapes ourselves, and then we buy from other growers around the area. And we've had growers call us 3 days before harvest and say, "Hey, I actually don't have any grapes for you this year. The birds ate them all."
So it's not funny.
That's definitely something we have to worry about.
Yeah, God. Well, that's just one of the many things making great wine in Kansas. It can be fraught with all kinds of issues. Brief thumbnail of the history. Talk about mom and dad. And when was it? Am I close? Was it 2007?
2008, actually, we opened the winery.
Okay.
So basically, about 2004, I was about to graduate high school. My brother was about a sophomore in high school. And my dad, I think he saw empty nesting on the horizon there. And I was kind of pushing him into a bit of a midlife crisis. And we always had a big, big garden where we lived in Wichita. And so he wanted to grow things. And so he said he had a big project. He told us in about, late 2002 or so. And then turned out his big project was he was looking for some land in the country to buy. So in March of 2003, he bought the a quarter section just west of Whitewater, Kansas. So that's where the winery sits today. We're about a 25 minute drive from downtown Wichita. Basically, if you're coming from the east side of Wichita, you just go straight up Greenwich Road about 15 miles. You run right into the winery. Super easy drive. But he basically told us, you know, he wanted a place to mess around on. And so we bought the place, and it was an abandoned homestead. We kind of spent the first year, tearing down old barns with big old bonfires. We camped out there. It was a lot of fun. About the next spring or so, it was about early April of 2004, a giant box showed up on our doorstep in Wichita, and it turned out it was filled with a whole bunch of grapevines. So that became kind of our spring project. In 2004, we went out and we planted about 400 vines or so, just to kind of a test plot to kind of see, if grapes would grow here in Kansas. It turned out we were pretty good at growing the grapes. So the next year, put in more and more. 2005 through 2009, we planted just over an acre each one of those years. I've been kind of adding, a little bit here, a little bit there ever since. So like I said, we're up to almost 15 acres with the grapes. And we do everything at the winery. We grow the grapes, we press them, we age them, we bottle them, all right there on site. And now, so we opened up the winery in 2008. The tasting room actually opened. We started, we did about 1,500 bottles or so that first year. This year, we'll do almost 100,000 bottles. So we've grown it quite a bit in those 12 years since we've been open. It's been quite the family fun adventure, there's no doubt.
Well, and what a pretty place. I think we both like Kansas no matter what, but when you can sit up on the deck attached to the event center and have a glass of wine and look out over the vineyard, life is good. And I'm really looking forward to tonight, and we're going to talk about the wines just briefly. We don't want to give away what we're going to be doing tonight so much, but we got to take one more break, Jeff, and when we come back, let's talk about some of the great products produced at Grace Hill Winery. Link's a good life guy, of course, but you can find them on Facebook, and the winery is simply gracehillwinery.com. You may want to consider signing up to help out with the harvest. If you've never done that, you should try it once. You'll appreciate all the people that pick grapes throughout our great country because it's a lot. It's fun for 2 hours. We'll be right back with Jeff Solo and Grace Hill Winery. Don't go away.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.